This is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm here on a rooftop in New Donk City, having a bit of a rest with a pigeon on the end of my nose. I love that. I love that if you just lie down anywhere, just a bird just lands on his nose. Such a perfect perch for a bird to land on. Anyway, we can't be lazy today, though. So Pauline is down there. I can see the big sparkly line. So we're going to head down there. But first, do you reckon I could jump from here to that building over there? I think I might be able to do it. It might, maybe not. Now I'm looking at it properly. Yeah, probably not. Let's give it a go, though. There's someone up there, and they're playing... Oh, how do I zoom in? Can I zoom in? I don't think I can zoom in. But yeah, they're playing like a trumpet or something over there. And I kind of want to see what's going on. So let's give it a go, shall we? So run, long jump, throw hat, jump, bounce, go again, and... Oh, they're so close! So close! But not close enough. I think if I did that a little bit better, it was pretty good, but I think if I did it just a tiny bit better, I might have been able to make that. And you know what? There's someone playing the drums down here anyway, so that's almost as good. Can I do anything with them? Oh, I'm just making them play the drums. Can I jump on him? Oh, I got a coin. No, okay. I can't even do anything with the guy playing the drums anyway. Maybe I couldn't have done anything with the trumpet fellow. Anyway, let's speak to Pauling. Mayor Pauling. New Donk City really means the world to me. I just can't thank you enough for all your help, Mario. You really must join us for our upcoming festival. I'd love to show you my gratitude to both you and the city with a surprise. Do you think you could find me 4 backup musicians? You know, I think I might know where 2 are. So I could do a small musical number. Something simple. Well, here's one. Look, one right here. Look. If you're the mayor and you're trying to find someone to play an instrument and you can't see there's someone literally like playing the drums next to you, then I'm a little bit worried about how good you are as a mayor. Right. Yes, indeed. Even over the rhythm of the city, I heard you two talking. Been a while since I was able to be in part of the city's festival. Been a long while. If she'll have me, then you tell the big lady that I'd be my pleasure to join her on stage. You know what? This was perfect then because, oh, I got a power moon. So perfect because I got a power moon. Also, if I'd gone to trumpet guy before speaking to the mayor, then I wouldn't have known about the festival or anything. So now going to trumpet guy was be a good idea at all. Okay, looks like we're inside ready for the festival. Well, almost ready. We need a few more musicians. And actually, looking at my power moon count, I've only really just arrived and I've already got half of the power moons that I need. So far so good on that front. So it's this one here, isn't it? I need to get on top of this building here somehow. So can I climb straight up onto that building? Or do I need to make my way across to it somehow? Oh, I can go inside of it. I wonder if I can make my way up to the rooftop by going through the inside. Oh, there's a scooter in here. Okay, I can't really seem to turn the camera to go... Oh no, I've been chased by a dinosaur. Why have I been chased by... Why is there a dinosaur here? Oh, it got me. Right, I need to... Oh no, I missed one of the coins. I'm going to have to come back and do this again. It's kind of destroyed the road a little bit. Why is there a dinosaur here? That could not have been more unexpected. There we go. I was able to get all of those ones. Let's just keep driving as fast as we can. So, funnily enough, I've just found out that scooters are not as fast as dinosaurs. And I did miss the power moon, so I am 100% going to have to do this again. That was a whole load of fun at all. There's another power moon here. Can I turn around? I don't think I can. There we go. It's not got the best turning circle, this scooter, but there we go. I was able to turn around and get it, but I did miss some of the purple things, and I missed the power moon, so I am going to come back and do this again. Well, that was an unexpected treat. I did not see that coming when I entered. I thought I was going to enter inside the building to maybe make my way up to the top, but then a dinosaur came out from nowhere. So, seeing as I'm here, I'm going to go and do it again, but we've just done it before, so let me just go and cut ahead in the video. Oh, that was cool. Yeah, until I've done it again, and hopefully got the power moon and the purple thingies. What is it that I'm collecting here? Picture, I think they're coins of Pauline, I think they are. So back in just one second. Okay, it took a couple attempts, but I was able to do it. Quick tip, if you are trying to do that yourself, look at the markings on the floor. There's like a bunch of yellow markings. They mark where like the coins and all of like the bonus goodies are going to be appearing from. So if you keep an eye out for them, you should be okay. Right then, can I, oh. So there's these weird things on the side of the wall, and I don't know... Can I throw Cappy at them? I don't seem to be able to land on them. Oh, Oh, look at this! This is amazing! That is amazing! I can become the little whatever those things are supposed to be. Right, so let's jump, throw Cappy, and then I need to go ba-ding! Oh no, ba-ding! Oh, is that what I'm supposed to do? Is that how it's supposed to work? Right, let's go back. Oh no, whoopsies. Let's try go back on it, and let's see if we can do this. Right, jump, throw Cappy. So, oh, shake the Pro Controller to flick further. Right, go like that. Woo! There we go. That's the way to do it. So I'm not trying to get on this building. I'm trying to get on the one next to it. But I'm hoping if I can get on top of this one. And oh, there's another place I need a seed there. But yeah, I'm hoping if I can get on top of this one, I might be able to jump my way across somehow. I need to get up here, though. Right, let's see. There's nothing in this pot. Oh, yeah, I know. I've worked that bit out. Right, let's jump. Go like that and then throw it. Then go like... Oh, no. I think this might be a little bit out of my range. Unless maybe I do like a triple jump. If I go like that, then you can throw it and go... No. I think I'm a bit too close to it maybe to do that. There's a kind of like a cheeky jump you can do to get up higher. I think the way to do it might be... I don't know how to get in that building, actually. Let's just wander around, because there's a bunch more musicians I need to get anyway, and I kind of just want to explore the city a bit more. So I'm sure at some point I'm going to get high enough where I can just jump and land on top of that rooftop anyway, so let's not worry about it too much. There's a bunch of these all over the place as well, which seem to be a great way to very quickly get near the top of a lot of these buildings. So that's where I got that Power Moon before. Remember when I jumped like the entire way down? So... is this the building that I was climbing? And oh, there's the trumpeter there. Let's see if we can go to the top of this building and then maybe jump down to land on top of him there. So I have climbed up this area before in like the last episode. So I'm going to once again skip ahead until I've arrived at the top here, because there's a good chance you have already seen this bit. Okay, I've just arrived at the very top. And oh, is that? I think that's someone else playing an instrument down there, isn't it? That might be a little bit too ambitious for my jump. There's someone down there. Where's the old trumpeter? Okay, oh, he's right underneath it. Oh, this is perfect. I've arrived in the perfect place. It's not going to be the easiest jump in the world, I don't think. Probably not the way I'm supposed to reach him either, but let's give it a go. So run, long jump, throw, go, and then go again. Oh, no, go like that. Dive, 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 and that was like poetry in motion. Not the most obvious way to get this guy, but hey, it worked, didn't it? It worked. What brings you all the way up here, Groovy Hat Man? One sec. Are you the one looking for cats to play with the mayor? You are! Then tell the mayor anytime, any place. I wouldn't miss our festival for the world. There we go. I got myself a Power Moon. And the band has got itself a trumpeter as well. So, right, seeing as I'm up here, let's make the most of it and see where I can jump to from the top up here. And oh, no! Why did you put me back down here? I spent so long trying to get high up there. I'm going to have to climb up on another building. Let's go and look in this direction, shall we? I haven't really been down here yet. Is there anything down here? There's a mirror. Oh, there's a heart thing in there. We can go maybe around the back here. I want to say, oh, actually, maybe go this way. Oh, look, Toad's down there. He should have a Power Moon for us as well. We're getting Power Moons relatively quickly here. I don't know if I've been as efficient as I could have been. How does Toad end up in all of these places? This place is amazing. All these big buildings everywhere. I got curious to see what was inside one. Turns out there was a Power Moon in here. Help you out. Thank you very much, Mr. Toad. Literally the world's worst moon hunter, seeing as he finds the moons and then gives them all to me. Well, I guess he's good at finding the moons. It's just a bit weird just to to spend your life hunting them down and then just giving them to me. But I am very thankful for him passing it on to me. I will put it to a good home in the Odyssey. Right, let's go and blast my way up to the top of here again then, shall we? So that's taking me to here. So if I go inside there... that's going to basically take me back to where I was. Is there anywhere else I can go around on this side? This is a bit of like a pointless roof. Oh, I can get some of these things. So if I drop down, am I going to grab them? There we go. I can just grab them on my way down. And if need be, I can kind of like wall jump my way back up. But let's have a look around at this side first. So that one is the one that's kind of throwing me off. Oh, look, there's lightning. There's a lightning trail. So I just need to find where that lightning trail starts. Is it underneath me here? Oh, look, it's right here. Oh, the one which I thought might become the most difficult one is actually probably the easiest one, because all I need to do is go and ride over to here. Now, what's this? Oh, that's the that's the thing that I broke up. That's a little bit of it just scattered down there. And we have a bass player by the looks of things. What's with the serious face, pal? Wait a sec. Yeah, I heard about you, little man. You're on a musical mission for the mayor, that's right. Don't sweat it. Say no more. For all that she's done for this city, I'm down. Oh no, it's going to teleport me back to the festival place. I think there's only one more that I need. Do you reckon it's going to be like a lead guitarist, maybe? Might kind of make sense for the rest of the band. But we're nearly there. There's only one missing so far. The preparations for the festival are all going smoothly, and it looks like you're actually putting together the band for us. Of course I am. We just need one more musician. Do you think you could get him to join us? Maybe, if I can find out where they are. To be fair, I did go right up to the top of the city and I had a look around and I didn't see anyone anywhere obvious. That's where I just... Oh, there was some purple things over there. Well, let's just go and grab them now. I know I said I didn't want to get too many secrets until I finished. Like, it's not like I'm avoiding the secrets. I'm trying to not go too out of my way to get them. But seeing as they're so obviously just here on the top of the tree, I got to go and grab them. So let's go and climb up to here. If I jump, can I get it? Oh, don't jump off the edge. No, that's not what I meant to do. I've actually almost got half of those as well. Oh, what a kick. What a kick. Touchdown, or however it works in American football. I don't know how it works. I don't even know the rules. Is that bad? Anyway, oh look, not a musician, but there is another power moon up here, which is just as important, seeing as I do need to power up the Odyssey. Let's go and do some wall jumping. I've actually found there hasn't been as much wall jumping in the game as I expected, and I really enjoyed the wall jumping. So I don't ever like the wall jumping in the 2D Mario games. I always prefer it when there isn't wall jumping, just because I feel like you can have more interesting levels without wall jumps. I don't know, does that make sense? Just because wall jumps kind of make it too easy in some places, or I don't know, it means that they have to kind of restrict the levels in weird ways just to make it so you can't wall jump everywhere. I don't know, maybe I'm just blabbering now. In fact, I know I'm blabbering, but yeah, I never liked the wall jumping in the 2D ones, but I don't know, there's something about wall jumping in a 3D game which I just really, really love. Right then, it looks like I can go up to the top of here. I'm losing track of what buildings I've been on and which ones I haven't. Have I been up here? I don't think I have, because if I had, there's no way I would have left those things there. And that's going to get me over 50 of them, or 250 of them, I think. So that's going to be pretty much half of them completed. It's just this last musician. Oh, is that like a bit of a sparkle there? Oh, no. Oh, there they are. Oh, is that a saxophone, actually, I can hear? Maybe, or is it a guitar? I don't know. Let's go and let's stop speculating and let's just go and have a look down, shall we, and see what it is they're playing. And oh, there's another seed that I need to plant here. Where are all of these seeds? I can find all of the pots, but none of the seeds. There they are. I think I've actually stared at this person before. So this is the last one we need for the festival. Hey, what's up, friend? You're looking to score an autograph? Say, I heard about you. You're going around getting musicians to play with the mayor for the festival. I got that right, yo. Well, for the gig rates the mayor pays, I'm definitely in. And, you know, civic pride and you dunk for life and all that too. He's just in it for the money. Is this guy, like, think he's some sort of superstar? He's like, hey, do you want my autograph? He's there, like, playing the guitar with no amp in the middle of a park. Guitarist is on board. And I now only need 3 more power moons. That's all the musicians we need. Thanks. I'm amazed at your persistence. You should consider running for public office. Now, I just need to figure out this other problem. Oh, here we go. See, the underground power plant system seems to be out of permission. There's a lot of power problems going on here. We need that thing to supply power for the festival. I don't suppose you're familiar with underground work, are you? Well, I look to be the man for the job, considering my outfit right now. I was looking forward to having the festival. Looks like... I mean, there's enough power to power the city, but not enough to power the festival as well. So let's go make my way down here then. Am I going to have to throw Cappy? And oh, looks like, am I going into like the sewer basically by the looks of things? Right, I need to, oh, I can just slide it off. Oh dear, the list of things I have been is absolutely amazing in this game. So right then, let's go under the ground to the power plant and let's see if we can get the power back on, ready for the festival. This is Mario much more in his familiar habitat by the looks of things. Oh, what's going on here? There's like a bunch of people down here and piranha plants or something. Very peculiar. Looks like we have a little bit of work to do before we arrive there. And oh, look at that. Ah, I can start them spinning. Is this just going to stay spinning then? It looks like it might do. That's pretty cool. There's a piranha plant here. I think if I throw Cappy at them, It's just going to eat Cappy. So I think I need to... What's it going to... Is it going to spit at me? Oh, it's spitting goop at me. So I think I need to jump on it rather than throw Cappy. And then I can go and get all of the coins. But I can throw Cappy at them and then jump on their head. So yeah, if I do that, then they... they go like that. I can also just kind of run at them and kick them by the looks of things. Not only do we have piranha plants, it looks like we also have mosquitoes. Do you see how I was able just to splat one of them with the spinning platform then? That was pretty awesome. Let's see if I can backflip to land on it. Oh, wait a minute. No, stop everything. Stop everything. We have some bonus little coins down here. Let's go and grab these if I can. One other thing that has kind of irritated me a little bit is when you like grab on, I know I didn't do it there, this is maybe is a bad time to talk about it, but when you go to grab on a ledge but then you accidentally like hang off the edge of it. So I tried to jump on a ledge, sorry, but then you grab onto it. That has got a little bit annoying when I do that by accident. Anyway, let's see if we can go and grab these purple coins as I go past. Perfect. And now if I run to the other side, I can go and make my way to here. We can take out all of these guys before they turn into mosquitoes. I think I might just be able to run into them to take them out. I might give that a go. And there we go. There is a perfect example of me not wanting to grab on. I mean, it's my fault. It's me not being accurate enough with my jumps. It's not the game's fault, but it has kind of annoyed me a few times. Right then, we have a giant spinning platform here. Let's go and run to the top of it. Oh no, oh, there's a little bonus bit up there. Oh, no. Where was the last checkpoint? How far away was it? Was it far away? I think the last checkpoint might have been far away. Please don't put me back too far. All the way back here. Right, don't worry. I'm going to cut ahead. And oh, I really need to get to the top of that area because there was a power moon there. So yeah, let me go and cut ahead until I'm ready to grab the power moon. Okay, I am back to where I was. So what I think I need to do is stay on that top bit as it lifts up to the top and get to the power moon. I think it might be easier from this side. So if I wait for it to get pretty much level like that, then if I go run really, really, really fast and skills. I think I started a little bit too late, but I made it work and I was able to get it. And if I'm really fast now, no, too fast, right? I need to arrive on the top, and then I think I might be able to just be able to do a long jump from here. Let's just go like that, and then let's just pee safe and go along like that. There we go. Nicely done. And only two more power moons to go. No, that's pooling down here. How did you get down here? You don't even have a special living hat. I wanted to get a first-hand look at the problem down here in the power plant. Looks like that monster's friends needs to be taught a new donk lesson. Right, it's kind of like some boss piranha plants here. Right, let's start off by trying to get rid of the goop. Oh, don't! No, I'm trying to clean up the goop. Stop putting more goop down. Like, I'm probably supposed to go, like leave Cappy out and, like, do the whole spinny thing. I'm not really good at the motion controls, though. But there we go. That got rid of a decent amount of them. So that's one of them down. Not done very efficiently, but hey, it got the job done. So there we go. That's the other one down. And bonk, taken out. Okay, I thought that was going to be, like, more of a big boss battle than it was. But we were able to take out the piranha plants, and I was just about able to stay alive, even though I got one life left. But this is going to boost my lives up, and now I only need one power moon in order to power up the Odyssey to go and head somewhere new. And hopefully, I'm going to get given a power moon for all of my work for the festival. Something in the festival has got to give me a power moon for all of the work that I've done. So it's just like a big button. It's just a giant button to turn the power on that I need to do. Right then, let's go jump up to the top here. Go and smash down on the button. And then the power should all be back on. And we will be ready to have our festival. So I don't know if you saw it. I have mentioned it in one of the really early episodes. And oh, power moons. Oh, is that what's powering it? It's powered by power moons. Oh, that's like my dream. My dream is to have that many power moons. Yeah, but they released a really cool trailer. And just in case you haven't seen it, search it on YouTube after this episode because it's so cool. It's like a live action thing where they're singing it and it's amazing. Just search live action Mario Odyssey and it will come up. Anyway, thank you, Mario. Now that you're powered up the city, it's time for the festival to begin. Now, can we finally kick off the festival in style and power, shall we? Oh, hey, would you like to participate in the festival? It's right up your alley. Maybe next time. Only joking, of course I would. Am I going to dance or am I going to sing? I'd love to hear Mario sing. Great, I know you'll do us proud. Right, she didn't actually mention what I'm going to be doing. A traditional festival. Right, starting off with the drums. Bit of bass, bit of guitar.
Welcome to the new Donk City Festival. A celebration of the history of our city. And now, to get things started, her honor, Mayor Pauline.
Well, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it? So it looks like to celebrate the history of Mario, and Pauline is the perfect person to do it, I'm going to have to do a whole load of 2D parkour. Some very famous levels as well. I actually recognize a bunch of these. These are all like levels from older games. You should all recognize that one, the giant Donkey Kong one at the very top. Mario's first ever game, even though in it he wasn't even called Mario, he was called like Jumpman or something ridiculous like that. So that was a perfect ending for this episode here. In the next episode, I'm going to be obviously getting the last Power Moon and also making my way up through all of this and enjoying the festival. And don't worry, I'll upload the next episode very soon, and I'll leave a link to that down in the description below. But for now, I want to thank you all very much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!